From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, two scientists, working in completely separate disciplines, report some remarkable findings in the journal Nature. It turns out that a primitive sea creature called a brittle star has developed a natural microlens that's far more advanced than what's possible in the laboratory. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Marine biologists are crazy about brittle stars. They can survive in almost any saltwater. Their skeletons are immensely hard, and they come in a kaleidoscope of color, from brilliant yellow to violet. Their bodies are flat disks about the size of a fist, and they have five long, sinewy arms that can regenerate at will.
He's missing a little arm there that's regenerating. I see the other arms just coming out, sneaking out there.
In the aquarium at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., Tammy Gray DeWitt is feeding her brittle fish pieces of shrimp.
And once they get that scent, you're going to be amazed at how many you see and how many come swirling out of the rocks.
What no one dreamt of until this latest report is that the brittle stars have a hidden talent. Biologist Gordon Hendler first got a hint of this 30 years ago. He was a postdoc in Panama. One day, scuba diving off the coast to study brittle stars, he noticed something. Brittle stars don't have eyes, but they were clearly changing color, depending on how much light was around. He wondered how they were detecting light so accurately.
I could see that there were microscopic windows in each of the little bones on the joints that make up the arms of the brittle star. And I finally thought, you know, is it possible that light could be penetrating those little glassy windows in the arm?
Hendler came back to California and took a job as a curator at the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County. He continued to wonder about the brittle star's ability to detect light, but he couldn't come up with a technique to figure it out. Meanwhile, 3,000 miles away at Bell Labs in New Jersey, a material chemist was also stumped by brittle stars, but for completely different reasons. Joanna Eisenberg is a Russian scientist trained in Israel. She brought with her to Bell Labs a knowledge of the brittle star's incredibly hard skeleton. She knew it was made of calcium and carbon, but these elements don't usually combine to make such a durable substance. She wanted to discover the brittle star's trick in the hope it would be a useful new material.
The primary emphasis was to characterize their mechanical properties.
But one day, when she was examining slices of brittle star skeleton under an electron microscope, she began to notice they all had the exact same pattern of crystals, and these crystals looked like perfect spherical lenses.
It can't be true. What I'm seeing is impossible. It's just something so beautiful, and there's no way that this can be formed.
She said nothing to her colleagues for fear she was just imagining things, but the more she observed, the more she was convinced she was right. Eisenberg wondered if anyone who studies living brittle stars had ever detected these crystal microlenses. She was referred to Gordon Hendler. They exchanged information about their mutual hunch.
Then there was silence for a number of years until the email that I got from Joanna.
Eisenberg described how she'd borrowed a technique used in making computer chips. She used silicon with chemicals sensitive to light, so it acted like photodeveloping paper. Then she shined light through the brittle star skeleton to see if the crystals were working as lenses. To her delight, every time she found these microlenses were concentrating light onto the photosensitive surface, not in some clumsy way, but with power and precision unmatched in modern technology.
It really was just an enormous surprise to find anything like this in such a primitive creature.
John Roy Sambles is a physicist who specializes in micro-optics at the University of Exeter in England.
This is an extraordinary discovery, really, to discover these subtle, very subtle lenses made of calcite within this creature is amazing.
Sambles says if this perfect design of nature can be mimicked in the lab, it would have great commercial potential.
As microtechnology becomes more advanced, everything has to be smaller. Take, for instance, your mobile phone is a very small item now. You would need microlenses to steer light and to move light from position A to position B. These lenses have to be really very small.
And that's exactly what the brittle stars have. For marine biologists like Gordon Hendler, it's not just a puzzle solved. It's a reminder that even the most primitive creatures may still have the edge over modern science. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.